It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
I'm Shannon Bream.
I'm Bill Hemmer.
I'm Kennedy, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Wednesday, February 8th, 2023. I'm John Saucier. It's an unfathomable situation right now in both Turkey and Syria. A couple of big earthquakes rocking the area near the border, knocking down buildings and killing thousands of people. It's wintertime there right now, cold conditions adding to the difficult and frantic search for survivors who are clinging on for life.
People crawling across the rubble, using picks, using shovels, carrying by hand pieces of personal items from apartments.
This is the Fox News Rundown, Evening Edition.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
The deadliest earthquake in a decade, and the world is ready to try and help the people in both Turkey and Syria, but the death toll continues to climb. We've seen some dramatic images of buildings coming down in the middle of busy city streets and rescuers combing through the rubble searching for any signs of life.
We are here in Gaziantep. That is a city near the epicenter of Monday's earthquakes.
Fox News senior foreign affairs correspondent Greg Polcott is in Turkey following the ongoing rescue efforts and is here to share what he's seeing.
And what we are witnessing now is, these are heavy construction machinery, big, deep diggers trying to get rid of rubble from a collapsed apartment building here, about 7 stories tall. It was completely collapsed by the earthquake. 16 people were stuck inside, and believe it or not, they are still there. And there is hope, just hope tonight at this very last minute, that at least some of them could survive, that some of them could be pulled out alive. Earlier in the day, John, they dropped some microphones down into one gap in the heavy concrete of this building. They heard people talking. They heard sounds from below, and that gave them hope. But we are late in the evening now. It's after 1 a.m. here right now, and frankly, it's looking a bit more like a recovery effort than a rescue effort. That is, the feeling is that maybe their time has passed, John.
Yeah, it's wintertime there, too. What's the temperature like? What are the conditions like that these workers are doing their work in?
Yeah, horrendous. The critical thing, John, is that with sub-freezing temperatures, high winds, snow, you name it, the most experts say that anyone could survive underneath a bunch of rubble, even if they weren't injured by the collapse of a structure around them, is 3 days. And we're coming up onto 3 days in about 3 hours or so since the first earthquake. So frankly, this is a race against time right now. And we've been watching 50, 60, 70 people and the machinery and picks, hand axes and picks and using their own hands to try to move the rubble here. So people are really desperate, trying to save some lives. Right now, the death toll, well above 12,000.
Yeah, which is crazy to think about. Deadliest earthquake in a decade there. How do you get people out of a collapsed building like this? You said there's 16 people trapped in the rubble for at least what you're seeing. I feel like if you use heavy machinery and move part of that building, you risk hurting other people. So how meticulous do you have to be in this?
Totally meticulous, John. That's what we've been watching for hour upon hour. These people crawling across the rubble, using picks, using shovels, carrying by hand pieces of personal items from apartments. I got to tell you one story, John. It still tears me up when I think about it. We spoke with a woman who was watching what was going on. It turns out that she is the mother of one of those trapped inside, that she is the mother of a 17-year-old boy who was there. The sad thing about this, John, is that the mother made it out alive, and now she's watching the fate of her own family right before her very eyes. That's the kind of drama we're looking at right now, real-life drama.
Yeah, what a helpless feeling also, just sitting there hoping and waiting, and what's your child also? I mean, that just really adds to it. We're speaking with Fox News senior foreign affairs correspondent Greg Palkon. He's in Turkey, where there was just a couple of nasty earthquakes there along the border between Turkey and Syria. What is the emotional environment like, Greg, outside of that one mother you just talked about? Are you seeing people show up to lend support? Or what are people, what's the scene as far as how people are acting emotionally?
Well, absolutely. Everybody is pitching in for everyone else, for sure. But as you can imagine, there is an anger growing against the government here for A, not doing more earlier, and B, allowing some of the construction sites, some of the builds on these structures to be inefficient. So they would end up collapsing in an earthquake. I'm looking, for example, at this site. There's a building on the left that's up. There's a building on the right that's up. This building in the middle went down. Well, maybe they got around some zoning restrictions. So there's anger about that. There's also anger that not enough emergency help was put in place by the government in advance of something like this. This is an earthquake prone area. Luckily, countries are pitching in. Something like 70 countries are sending search and rescue teams, including the United States, to fire departments from Fairfax, Virginia, and also Los Angeles. Their search and rescue teams are here on the ground. More than 100 people. They'll be helping out, John.
A major international crisis and natural disaster has happened following some big earthquakes in the Middle East this week. Now rescuers are listening for voices crying out in the rubble. We're speaking with Fox News senior foreign affairs correspondent Greg Palkon. He's in Turkey, giving us a firsthand account of what's going on, and we'll hear more coming up next. Yeah, it's pretty cool because you've seen a number of countries pitch in, and you've also heard the refrain of, we don't care about Turkey's policies or Syria's, the fact that they're at war right now. This is about the quest for saving human life, something President Biden actually talked about today when he was in Wisconsin. Do you get that sense of international community coming together here to try and help those who've been affected by this devastating event?
Yeah, exactly, John. You're seeing countries as widely arrayed politically as Israel, China, you name it. Again, the list, it's about half of the UN's roll call going in. And yes, a lot of people don't like a lot of the policies of Turkish President Erdogan, but they care for the people. And I got to tell you, you know, spending a few days here, these are very warm, generous people. They've been very kind to us, even in their time of absolute sorrow, tragedy, and you name it. So these are good people. And you're right. The politics here of this region are very, very tricky. You have northern Syria also hit hard by these earthquakes. And Bashar al-Assad, the president there, of course, has had most of the world's governments against him at this time. But even he looks like he's going to get some help, certainly for the very battered people of that area.
Yeah, right. You see something happen like this and all that other, everything else goes out the door. We're all humans and we all need to help each other, especially in a terrible time of need, is what we're seeing right now. Greg, within that city that you're in Turkey, you're upon one of these sites where a building has collapsed. How many are there? Is this super widespread or is it isolated?
It's very interesting, John. I wouldn't say it's super widespread in this city, even though we're only about 20 miles from the epicenter. There are various buildings in various locations, and that's what we found. We've been through a number of towns in our time here in the last couple of days. It is not a complete town wiped out, but it's enough to cause a lot of problems. And the most important thing and the most difficult and taxing thing for the rescue people here is that it's over hundreds of miles, basically. It is a seam of tectonic plates that have bumped up against each other starting Monday morning and caused all these problems. And it's tough terrain. It's mountainous terrain. And so it is not a concentrated disaster. It's a widespread disaster. And that's making it double trouble.
Now, Greg, what about supply chain problems and just the normal day-to-day of living in a big city? When you have an earthquake, obviously, everyone's going to be affected somehow. What are you seeing to that extent?
Yeah, exactly. And we're seeing a lot of stuff ready to be flown in. There are a lot of airports dotting this region, but just about every airport has had its own problems with runways cracked, buckled, you name it. So getting those up and going has been a problem. For example, the U.S. teams had to fly into a location, the Incirlik Air Base. That's a good several hundred miles from where we are right now. We imagine they're going to be choppered in to a location nearer to us. But yeah, supply chain problems, believe it, it's very serious. And immediate supply problems of gas, of oil, of electricity, of water. We were in a town right near the epicenter of the quake yesterday, and massive lines for just bottles of gas to fuel home generators. I mean, this is a I've covered a lot of disasters for Fox News, but this is right up there in the upper ranks, John.
Yeah, especially when you consider so many people that have been killed in these earthquakes, and just the dramatic video, too, of some of these buildings that have been coming down. And then, obviously, all the ripple effects that you're talking about here. This disaster is one that's not going to be cleaned up in a day. It's actually may take decades. Greg, I just want to wrap it up with this. Obviously, whenever there's earthquakes, a lot of time there are aftershocks as well. Are there concerns about aftershocks in that area, which could not only devastate it further, but hamper the rescue efforts?
Oh, absolutely, John. I mean, we are in the city of Gaziantep. It's a city of 2 million. It's a bustling, a booming city that's really exploded in terms of population in the last 30 years or so. But no one's in their buildings. No one's in the shops. No one's in hotels, restaurants, etc. There's really concern about the structural integrity of all the rest of the buildings in case there is another earthquake. There was a smaller earthquake today. We only saw notice of it tonight. So there are aftershocks, and that is a major problem, a major challenge on top of the tragedies that we're seeing here right now.
Yeah, Fox News senior foreign affairs correspondent Greg Palcott, who's in Turkey. Greg, we appreciate your reporting. Please stay safe yourself, and thanks for joining us here on the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition podcast.
Thanks, John.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. And now, stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen ad-free on Fox News Podcasts Plus on Apple Podcasts. And Prime members can listen to the show ad-free on Amazon Music. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.